This is to you. Happy birthday to Ms. Judith Amon of MTN Finance. Cheers to you and more years to you on your happy birthday from Haji Amoni. Happy birthday again to you. This is Eunice Fafa of Gosa 96. May God bless your new age from Haji Amoni. K.O. in Dansuman. Nene Numute from Dansuman is present. Chairman Asantua. Nixon Yebua Bros Barbecue. From the Tema House in Boso. Once again, I'm inviting you to the biggest Kokunte party. The southern south of the Sahara. I hope to see you there. Ken Ansa is present and live. Fifi Kunsen is present and live. Kweku Owusu Prepare present and live. Obeba Adumasa, you. Abeku Sankofi will be there. It is the 1st of April, Easter Monday. Make the trip to the little Republic of Akwamu Edumasa. First thing in the morning, installation of the Amankrado Queen Mother. Ifia Sewa Breketu, the Queen Mother of Edumasa. After the installation of all the cultural and everything done, Mabayo Asanka, you come and you eat as much as you want. And it's free. Slaughtered one massive bull, number of ram, dry fish, tilapia. Clarissa Big Moss Wallace doing the listening with Maud Lillian. You're also invited to Kokunte. Mono to Edumasa is not far. God sin tenge in Amasamai. You have to come to the Republic. Dr. Cynthia Tego, you haven't been to the Republic. Oh, you have, I think. This Easter Monday. Steven Jampo, Enko Floridia, Usin Temo Ababidu. Guy Fawkes in Tema, I see you. Lennox Ado reporting from Dewu Ekuyapem. As for Dewu, for the Amutaba Kukunti, it's over. Mr. Stephen Agla, good evening. Mr. Jones are painting, good evening. AKA Pintosh. Sammy Songkro for Tema Community 5. Ajiman Joseph, you have to come to the Republic of Edumasa. Nanajwa of Gold City. He says, the bad roads, I know. Cosby says, you are wetting my appetite this evening. Cosby, I tell you, I think Edumasa has the best kokunte in Ghana. I can do that boosting. Nana Kofi inside Community 25. say thank you to the people of the Peninsula Resort. Always there and ready to support the Little Republic of Edumasa. Dr. Edusa Akodie, Mary Hene of Akwemu, William Thomason, Patience George, all of the Peninsula Resort. By Lumba. Heaven should give me a voice. Good evening, Tofik from Tosma. For the Kukuntedia, me, I have my Asanka. Tofik, when you come, you have to come straight to the palace and identify yourself sharp. Well, actually, it's great to see you guys all. Small boy, you're about to move palace. But playtime is over. Malik in Adenta, I'll be expecting you at the Republic of Edumasa. Hopefully, the lady from West Hills Mall will come. Mami Ajua. Yeah, Mami Ajua from West Hills Mall. Marriage made in Edumasa. We start the way we start. Until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. And you know, I'll say that again. Folks, I said, until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. Hello, and welcome to the most opinionated hour on radio and the nation's thought-provoking hour. I am Nana Ansakwal IV, chief of the Little Republic of Akwemu Edumasa. And I say, thank God it's Monday. Another perfect opportunity to meet up and perform one of radio's finest ritual. We look forward to these moments to share ideas while we learn and gather wide range of knowledge only on Joy 99.7 FM at this time every Monday. So make it a point and join us. Our topic today, folks, things that are not Ghanaian. Yep, things that are not Ghanaian. So I'll say, let us all gather and make truth good. Folks, it's the last Monday of, you know, the great Ghana month, which we hope will select another month within the year to create more Ghana months within the year. And as promised, I said I should do shows deliberately, you know, Ghana inclined. Not as if we don't do it anyway. We normally do, but, you know, this time of year, Chiana Power towards Ghana. So I thought to conclude the month, folks, let me take this opportunity to reach out to the youth, the younger ones. I've got a number of young listeners. When I meet them, I'm so proud. Hey, you so tie joy, boy. And particularly those who are normally angry with some of our customs. Sometimes the customs are too archaic. The few who are ignorant, that know anything about it. Folks, our culture has been so much corrupted by technology, by wealth, by population, by migration, foreign influence. Folks, so corrupted that sometimes its original meaning is lost to us. And because we don't know the original culture, we generally just condemn it. We don't even know how it ended up here. And if it's here, then this thing is useless. And there are quite a number of us who have actually like self-denial, you know, hate being Ghanaian because of certain norms that they've grown up to see. They hate being Ghanaian. They just think anything Ghanaian is rubbish. Yes, sometimes on this show, you know, people are so angry, you know, they can't wait to check out and they blame themselves and their forebears. But bear with me today, folks. Now, I have gone into details on some of the things that I will raise today on the show. I've, you know, I picked the topic one by one and, you know, gone into details. But today I want to sum quite a few up. So I would have to summarize it so that, you know, I just put the whole cocktail together so we get an idea that, okay, hold on. We are doing certain things and, you know, quite a number of things the wrong way around. And we turn up to hate it. Maybe one day somebody will bail the cat. Folks, I want to start with the manners of witches. Before we got into contact with Europeans and the missionary, we had no such issues here. Women, you know, we had alpha females who were actually revered and sometimes even feared. So we had no issues where unfortunate poor women were branded witches. Have you noticed that it's always the poor ones that are branded witches? If it was a woman who has a mansion in, you know, East Legon and has a fleet of cars, no matter how old she gets, she can never be a witch. It's only when you are stuck in a shack somewhere and, you know, maybe unfortunately your children all died and, you know, you're grown and you have no, then you put in the camp because then you become a witch. That same woman had won a lottery and moved to the airport residential area. The same relatives who took her to the witch camp will move to airport and come and seek help for their children and their grandchildren's school fees to be paid for. Folks, we had no issues like that. We were more afraid of the ghosts and afterlife. So we were very cautious how we sent off the dead. And usually, I don't know where you come from, but certainly, certain symbolic rites are performed to tell the dead to go and rest well and don't come and hang around and scaring the living. Most, if you're married, you know, to make sure that the wife is, you know, divorced in spirit and in body so that the husband goes away. Folks, witches that have become a matter of concern for us, when now people go to churches and they tell you your grandmother is a witch and your mother is a witch, and you know, it's amazing that when you were a toddler and weakling and nothing, this same witch did not consume you or eat you up. Then now that you are old and big, full of muscle, the woman is now grown old and has no teeth, a fane or barbaro, breaking families up. And every TV channel after channel after channel is the enemy, the enemy, the enemy, and the whole country is filled with enemies. Witches that have become a matter of concern for us was creation of a guy called Heinrich Kramer. Somebody's creation, Heinrich Kramer. He wrote his book, Hammer of Witches, and today you find the World Cup. Folks, another issue that concerns young men of today is the cost of marriage. There are people who are hanging around because Charlie. The cost of marriage. And for us, uniquely, I don't know, maybe Nigerians usually have a sickness, also ARNB. But in Ghana here, the average woman has to be married twice. Two times. And yes, I forget it. So you have to bring your family along and come to the family, meet the family of the woman, go through all the traditional marriage from start to finish, complete traditional marriage. After that, you go and put on a white gown and start a whole European marriage from start to finish. Now, all full cost too. So the traditional marriage, the people who come, they will have to be fed and watered, and those who still, whatever it is, and necessarily makeup, the watercolor woman will come, paint their faces, and charge you an arm and a leg. So move here, Noah. You rest. If you're lucky, you rest 2 days. Then you start all over again. Start the whole marriage afresh again, but this time as a white person or as a European. And then they finish and they are saddled with debt. And then we end up angry with ourselves, angry with ourselves. And yet it is not our culture. Maybe we have made it, but it is not the norm. Listen, one of the best traditional marriages I went was in somewhere in Futubi. And I was on the guy's side. And usually the woman's family will come and say thank you. So after everything was done, and they were coming to say thank you. Me, Asakwa, it's the only thank you gift that I said, no, me pibia kufie. They brought cassava, they brought yams, they brought plantain, they brought coconut, they brought pineapples, they brought oranges. Fresh from the farm to come and say thank you. And I'm saying, me pibia kufie. Instead of the usual series and Tropicana and, you know, all these sugary things and biscuits and, you know, wrapped in the tin foil, say, yeah, did that mass. You're going to kill me or you're going to thank me? Charlie, they brought produce from the farm to come and say thank you. And I thought it was one of the most beautiful marriages I've ever seen. But no. I saw Sankoshe White and started all over again. Folks, one of the things which are breaking families and breaking banks today, once if you're unfortunate and something happens in your family, you are lucky to keep the family intact after, is death and funerals. They are so expensive. Technology now makes us keep bodies, you know, for much, much longer. Because once upon a time, when somebody died, you couldn't keep the person for 3 years, 4 years, 6 years. No, that's your freedom. No. So what you do is you immediately bury the person. And that's why they have the 40 days. And that 40 days would let your families will travel from wherever it is that they have to be able to travel to come to the bereaved. In tree, your friend say, Eyi ase. So those who were very, very close to the dead would shave their head. And then they say, and because they had shaved, they had balms on their head, you comfort them by, you know, putting balm on the palms and stuff. But because technology came, now we keep the bodies longer. Now we get wealthier, so instead of, you know, comforting the dead, you give money. But then, usually, people who are coming to the bereaved home brought stuff for the bunchi kakraba, the way kakraba, whether your wife had passed or the husband had passed, so they brought things to support the family. But now, they come for a buffet. There's a live band, and then there's a DJ on the side. It's a whole carnival. And this is a whole bill for the persons who have also lost somebody. And it has got nothing to do with our culture. Folks, we have just invented it. We have just invented it. And it puts pressure. You beg for money, ask for money, beg for money. You have to go around and solicit, and they'll tell the children, we'll be uncle for X amount of money. Embra. And they'll be going. But that was not it, folks. The past was the reverse. As soon as the person died, he was buried. You give yourself 40 days to, you know, inform people who would come. And when they were coming, because you were bereaved, they brought you stuff to comfort you, to lessen your problems. But they said, they bring you problems. So there are children in the house whose school fees haven't been paid, but forget it. We are going to rent canopies, make a cloth and do this and do that. So yes, you can be angry at what you're doing now, but don't be angry that it's our culture. It wasn't our culture. Folks, if schools, if schools were created with us in mind, this is how I envisage what our forebears, because we had a school which was not this sit in the classroom school. You woke up in the morning and you start education from morning to evening, where you learn the leaves that will heal this and the herbs that will soften that and this, all those things. So that was your education. The environment was your education. And I'm saying, if our forebears had thought that, okay, instead of doing this environment education thing, let's go and sit in the classroom education. This is how I envisage it. And when it came to something to do with creativity, those who had creativity will step forward and make sure that the other groups were up to task. It will never be done in a way where, you try and beat this guy. Cover your work. Don't show him. Don't help him. Don't do this. Don't do that. Inculcating, devilish competition in our heads that by the time we leave school, we are in competition with even the air. No. If schools have been created with us, or if our forebears had created schools, it would have been done that by the time you leave school, the adage that says that one man yonko intra kwa untra do. If you don't let your friend cultivate 9, you will not cultivate 10. Which means you should always help somebody to cultivate. And in helping, you also help yourselves. So even the sense and the reasoning behind what we term today as school is alien to us. I was in Suma this Saturday, miles away, man. Hey, travel and see. So went to Suma. Different cultures, different chiefs, everybody coming with their unique culture and style. And nobody was in competition. It was all in the way, like a cocktail to make the event better. It was a cocktail to make the event better. And that's who we are. Because competition in itself, it's a bit alien to us. We don't have too many or systems where I am hoping that you fail so that I win. No. Our system is such that your win was my win. And if I lose, you lose. And so we always held each other up. But if you look at our school systems today, I am hoping that you get number 5, noon to me, and Sunday, my child, my child. Everybody is hoping that somebody in the class cannot get something right so that they get. So we are always hoping for the downfall of the next brother. Sat, we finish university. So by the time we become graduates, we are literally degree holders of wanting to pull you down. That's how we are trained, to pull you down so that I win. And so things that we are angry, things that really gets our goat are things that we have borrowed. There are things that technology has influenced, maybe migration, maybe population, but they were not the original meanings of things. They are not the original meanings of things. So to you, the young ones, folks, before I end, plenty, but before I end so that you can also say something, let me end with Lucifer. Our forebearers said that everything was cause and effect. If this thing was for Abeku, don't touch it. If you touch it, you bear the consequences. And you're there. So people see things, and if they were not yours, you don't touch it, you walk on by. And then we came and said, don't worry. Now you can touch it, just ask for forgiveness. And if you don't ask for forgiveness, you end up with Lucifer. For one reason or the other, we now skipped our whole life. So it was birth and death to heaven. Birth, death to heaven. All in between, whether you're going to live 70 years, 80 years, 60 years, we don't make too much true meaning. Why? Oh, we have a better place to go. We have a better place to go. So we are living in filth, we are living in corruption, we are living in poverty, disease, you know, mediocre, accepting the lowest common denominator. Why? Because if we die, we are going to heaven. We just don't want to end up with Lucifer. And we have missed a great opportunity. But the irony is that anytime we escape from here, and we go to countries who really enjoy and appreciate what life is, cleanliness, you know, orderliness and development, we're happy. Sometimes don't want to even come back. Look at the Ghanaians who went to Czechoslovakia to go and fight. They prefer, even in war, they prefer to stay there. Which means we are missing something. And so for you, the young ones, I am saying, there are things you see every day that you think it's so normal. It is not. So make meanings of your life as you live. Live clean. Live well. Live large. Live honest. Live loyal. You know, live respectfully. Live upright. And then, yes, if at the end of the day you end up in heaven or hell, at least you lived well. But you can't live in poverty and disease and all that thing, and should you end up in hell? So at least this one that we can control today, let's make meaning of it. Let's live well, truthfully, upright, straight, loyal, honesty, hard work, smart work. You know, reach out to somebody. My God, you must reach out. Whether in money, whether in kind, whether it's a smile, reach out to humanity so that you live in a much beautiful world. And should Lucifer say, "Obechiwa kokra," at least you lived. And if you end up in heaven, it's a double bonus. But you cannot miss out in the two. So today, as we end the Ghana month, I just wanted to let people be aware that there are things we see around every day that, you know, really gets us angry. It is not us. It is not us. We are just copying blindly or following ignorantly. I'm talking too much. 0302-216-541. This one says, "Nana, this witch's table you are shaking, you are going to spoil some business." Oh. This witch's table you are shaking, you are going to spoil some business. Oh, that's what they thrive on. Even God hasn't killed Satan. Ghanaians and Nigerians feel they have power to do so. Meanwhile, the real enemy, the content of our thoughts and action, they do not touch that, because egos would be bruised and the money wouldn't come. Our morality is the only enemy killing us in this Ghana. It's even sung in our anthem. If our land would thrive, it depends on us and our attitudes, character. This is Makosby. Who's my first caller today?
Good evening, the Most High. I hope you're doing well.
I'm very well, Ajiman Joseph. I know this voice.
Yeah, Nana. It's been another great presentation. But I seems not to tie it with you perfectly with the issue of the witches and the witchcraft.
Sure. Let me hear you.
That if your mom or your dad would disturb you, they would have chewed you when they gave up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I can say for a fact that for them to be seen to be heroes, they will just allow you to grow for them to make you useless. So that they will pinpoint you and say, "That's my son who is useless, who is drunkard, who is this or that." So when you are at a tender age, they get rid of you. They haven't achieved anything.
That's
secondly,
that's, yes, sir.
You are talking about a lot that we've borrowed, which is disturbing us.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
People start marriage with debt, because in many churches, there are competitions in the church such that as soon as he did his or her wedding to this level, so you have to go higher. That's why sometimes they will view the ladies, secretary, pregnancy, abortion, and what have you. By the time that they will go and borrow to marry, to give birth is a problem. It's wahala. But with the funeral, no sensible Busapeni will decide to go for a certain level of funeral to lose. Because sometimes you have to look at the 1 week celebration, tells you the number of people who will come. The person who is dead, was that person going for funeral? The family around, have they been going for funeral? So if you raise it at a certain level and you lose, it's your own wahala. And it's another great presentation. God bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Hello, and who's talking to me?
Good evening, Nana.
Good evening.
Clifford calling from Bata.
Come again.
Oh, Clifford calling from Bata.
Oh, yes. Clifford, let me hear you.
Yeah, I have only one question. Mm-hmm. I want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
The question is that, which type of culture at all is good for us? Because when you go to school, they teach you differently. When you come to the house, it's different. Which one at all is good for us to learn? That's my only question I want to ask.
Well, we just have to dig and find our true culture. You see, that's the thing. We because you grow up to see certain things, you tend to accept it as the norm. But if it doesn't make sense to you, if it doesn't make sense to you, and you go find out why this thing doesn't make sense, you realize how diluted it has become. So assuming you have marriages and why is marriages so expensive and you were to interrogate it, you will realize that after you've taken your family to the girl's family's house and the father has given the girl to your father or your uncle to be given to you in marriage, you're done. You have completely married. And ironically, that is the marriage in the Bible. The one you do in church is not, it's not any baby out. Dearly beloved, it's nowhere. When Abraham sent people to go and get a wife for Isaac, that's what we do in Ghana. You send emissaries to go, respectable people, to go to the lady's house and ask for their hand in marriage. That's what's in the Bible. And then after that, we go and do tinin and dress white. You know, any baby. Hello, who's talking to me?
Nana Kwesi.
Where will be camp? Who will be camp?
Okay, so about the marriage, Peter. Which is the woman's parents.
Mm-hmm.
They are old people, right? Most of them are, I'm talking about right now, most of them are 60, 50, they are 70. So you can say that they are from that era, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that they got diluted that much that they are making these demands right now?
Societal pressures.
Because I thought it was with the young people who are, I would say, quote, diluted. So what about the older people?
No, but you see, it has been diluted from long ago. And by 70, you're already corrupted. By 70, you're already corrupted. You know when they started doing the aboy thing? Just to look.
Yeah.
So they, corruption, they see macho. And it's just that, you know, we tweak it every decade, you tweak it, and now we can't recognize what the old version was.
Well, and also about the witch prophet. I remember somewhere around 2060, a pastor told me, my mom is serious. It's funny. You see, I just looked at these people and I was just saying in my mind, do you really know what you are talking about? Now you see, my biological parents died when I was 4.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been my mom, but the eldest of my mom. So it's an aunt, I call her mom. So it's been her and the husband, including their children, who took us on, the little support from other family people, and they've been parenting up to now that we are grown, we are living their life, they are parenting. And somebody is telling me that this person is a witch. And I ask myself, so what do you want me to do? No, you see, is a witchcraft, if she's a witch. And I just said, even if I see my mom flying, nothing is going to change that. I don't know what you want me to do. Is that witchcraft? I don't know, they are saying, but I'm putting your home buying. I'm just saying that to the point where, like I said, we are grown old. And they are still parenting. My parents are still parenting. They call us. They act as if we don't know our left and right. Mm-hmm. Like our left and right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they are so concerned. They are too, it's not as if they are doing well, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
I get exactly.
And somebody is telling me that this person is a witch. So, Nana, I mean, come on, drink change and if my bunny.
Thank you. 0302-216-541. Hello, who's talking to me?
I'm Imoru Alasan, calling from Tamale.
Imoru, let me hear you.
Yes, thank you very much, Nana, for your point. Mm. But I disagree with some of your
point. Let me hear you.
About the witchcraft.
Yes.
You did mention that there is no any for a rich woman who has ever been accused of witchcraft or somebody else. I mean, I have seen a lot of rich people who have been accused of witchcraft.
Okay.
Yes, I have seen it in my community, in northern region here, abandoned. In fact, rich people.
Uh-huh.
So it's not only poor people who are accused.
Really?
That's
news to me, honestly.
Yes,
as in a rich woman living in her house, in her car.
In her house, her own house.
And then you go and catch her and go and put her
and
in a witch camp.
She was sucked from the community.
Hey!
Yes!
Wow.
She was a powerful rich woman.
Oh, but that would be an exception. That would not be the norm.
I have seen a lot, not one.
Really?
Unless you are not. Yes!
Hey!
You have. Okay, no, that is how.
No, I won't argue, but yeah, I won't argue. But
other thing, mm-hmm. I also wanted to, disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about culture,
mm-hmm.
and you are saying that the way culture was is not like that today.
No, yes, I mean.
No, I want to ask you, humbly.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think culture is dynamic?
Yes, it is.
Good. So culture is a living thing.
Yes.
It's not static.
Okay, so let me...
I want to assure you that no human being who has ever lived 100 years, 80 years, 70 years, and how the person came to meet the culture has always been the same.
Okay.
No such human being. The system you come and meet, it is not like that until you grow old.
Okay, so hold on one second. Are you there?
I'm there. No.
Okay, so take for instance, let's take something like a cultural marriage, right?
Okay.
In the olden days, they may present palm wine for as a drink, right? Today, they may bring a bottle of whiskey and schnapps and everything, right?
Yes.
So I agree with you that because we have moved on, maybe I won't bring schnapps, but I'll bring, maybe bottled drinks and stuff like that, canned drinks and stuff like that.
Good.
But are you saying that it transcends so much that after I've done all that, I have to go and marry you again?
Okay, so let me answer you this way.
Uh-huh.
Those who were using the palm wine.
Yes.
Do you know how it was before they changed it to palm wine?
Listen to me. I agree with you that culture is dynamic, and so as we are going along, things change. But I'm saying that it shouldn't change that I have to marry the woman twice. Marry you Ghanaian and marry you European.
It is what it is. Because the people change it to suit their living circumstances.
So you think it's normal that after I've done the traditional marriage, I have to do a European marriage because culture is dynamic?
Yes, this is why you have chosen for now. Going in future,
exactly. But the fact that we have chosen it doesn't make it right.
So when you say it's not right, to who?
To you and I who are complaining about the cost of marriage. To you and I who are complaining about the cost of funerals.
It is we, you and I, who are changing it to this way.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. I think we're going around in circles. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, good evening, Nana.
Good evening.
Whoa. This is Nana Kwame Ekebuasin.
Let me hear you, my brother.
Yeah, Nana, what I have to share is that we as Africans or Ghanaians are too fixated on the powers of witches and wizards to the extent that we lose sight of the fact that even as humans, we can do greater things without having to rely on some powers, be like we've been fixated on the relevance of these witches and wizards for so long to the extent that we have lost sight of development. The simple things we could do in our communities so that we could be like the Western world or even better, we refuse to do them. Anytime everything is going wrong, we say it is the witches and wizards. It is the witches and wizards. We have given them so much power that the basic things that we could do as humans, we refuse to do it. So, Nana, if anytime I hear about these witches and wizards thing, it really irks me, to be honest. If you say, we have relaxed. And then we say, oh, if it is not going on well, it is the witches. It is the witches. Even in the northern part of our country, there is a camp for these witches, and we do so-called witches and wizards. When, in honesty, these people are not even witches. What is this that we are doing to ourselves, and for so many years, we keep on doing it? In literature, in the Western world, there used to be a time where these witches, these so-called witches, were burnt at stake or even killed with the assumption that indeed they were witches. But development has come on and education has developed to the extent that they've realized that there are no witches or wizards that are pulling our communities down. It is our own human characters. Do you get it? So probably our religious leaders should set aside some time to re-educate our people and say that your suffering that you are going through is not just because of some witches or wizards in your family. It's not some witch who doesn't want you to go on, or your mother is a witch and she's pulling you back, but it's because you are lazy, it's because you don't clean your community, it's because you are not thinking right. We have to wake up, oh Nana. We have to wake up as Africans, because you are kids. I rest my case.
Thank you very much. 0302216541. The mayor of Massachusetts, right? Once upon a time, he sat on his desk and he's signing away for the witches that are going to be banned. So he's signing. And then he comes to one and recognizes the name. It's his wife. He says, hey, my wife? Why? He says, yeah, we suspect he's a witch. And then he canceled the whole thing and stopped it. I mean, you know, and unfortunately, when they stopped it in Europe, the missionaries had already landed here. And they started once. If you see a black cat at night, it's a witch. If the witch will fly, they'll eat children. Owls, this, that. Was a creation of this guy who, you know, from time they realized that he was even mad. But it's good for business, because fear is good business. Fear on its own is good business. But yes, there are so many things we are doing today that we have completely borrowed. That if you dig deep and find out what the true meanings were, it makes sense, it's cost effective, and it keeps families sane and less pressure. No. Competition is completely alien to us. Ours was to help hold you along. Once again, happy birthday to Miss Judith Amo of MTN Finance. Happy Happy birthday to you, and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed many years ahead. Happy birthday to Eunice Fafa of Gosa 96. May God bless your new age. And this is from your good friend, Sister Hajia Muni. I know many of you want to come and visit the Little Republic, the one and only Little Republic of Akwamu Edumasa. And I'm saying 1st of April is the perfect opportunity. Take a drive through Akosombo and just follow it. Oh, the Yellow Big Road. Go past the Peninsula Resort. 8 kilometers after the Peninsula Resort, you'll be at the Little Republic. And you won't be able to miss it. I mean, the whole place will be, you know, decked up to the hilts, decorated, tinsels, name it. All ready to eat kokonte with palm nuts, peanuts, light soup, and kokonte meko. Those of you, kokonte meko. Kokonte meko. Hoping to see you all there. I know many of my listeners are going to turn up, and when you turn up, you have to come and show up. Let's come to the palace and say, Mitiye na nashu ni bimami huno. Sherman Asantua mixing ya boa. I'll be expecting you. You come, there'll be plenty of asankas for sale. Just buy an asanka. Local economy and local tourism. So we do the installation of Mankra Dohima in the morning. Then right after that, the Kokonte. So it's a whole packed and eventful day. The Saturday before that, there's one mega children's party. And the children actually look forward to this party. Hey. One day, one of the children came to the palace and said, hey, you know, here you are, and said, hey, I feed you what you. you just have to love children. Hey, you know, here you are, and said, hey, I feed you what you, Papa. Oh, you must love children. Oh, there ain't nobody to say, hey, I feed you what you, Papa. And said, hey, I feed you what you. So, Saturday will be mega party. Thursday, we're going to the Edumoya Hill to do the Edumoya rites. Those of you who want a child, those of you who want good businesses, you come. After the festival, you pick a fruit, you pick a vegetable. Go home, boil it, eat it. Voila, magical, your problem solved. Sunday, it's all roots to Pese. Nana Nyampon, Nana Ose Nyampon, the Pese, innit? 40 years on the throne, so we'll go and join in the celebration.